This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Gillespie and the Road, black uniforms tonight as the sixth seed. Lady Miners in orange lettering across the front. Taylor, Mix, Schmidt, Byers, and Link for Gillespie. Marquette in the home whites as the four seed in the subsectional. Marquette in blue lettering across the front. It will be Rogers to jump for Marquette. Mix to jump for Gillespie, and McKenzie wins the tap, and the Miners will get it first. Gillespie the road team, but they will be on the home side of the scoreboard tonight because here at the pit, the home side reads Miners and not home. A turnover immediately as Schmidt going to be tied up on the floor by multiple Explorers and on the arrow. It'll belong to Alton Marquette. Glad you're along with us here. Our second semifinal at the pit in Gillespie. Winner gets Breeze Modern Day Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Miners showing a little bit full court pressure. Snipes in the backcourt. Across the floor to Nelson into the front court, leaves it back for Snipes. Here's Adrena at the foul line. Kicks it in the left corner to Kirchner. Back to Snipes now. She's checked there by Shelby Taylor. Shelby pokes it away. Snipes tracks it down right in front of the scorer's table. Leaves it off for Cameron Fandre. Into the hands of Nelson. Back it goes to Fandre. Attacks. Good job by Byers to go straight up. Rebound tapped around. Picked up off the floor by Marquette and Rogers. Here's Nelson. Leaves it for Fandre into the hands of Snipes. Adrena gets into the paint. Tough shot from 14. Missed it. Offensive rebound down to Rogers. She kicks it back. That's no good for Nelson. And to the floor. Picked up there by Keaton Link for Gillespie. And then she's called for steps. Couldn't get those air brakes activated fast enough. Second turnover on Gillespie. Gives it back to Marquette. 6:55 for the opening quarter. Adrena Snipes. What a ball player. Did not take long in her freshman year for everybody to know who she was. Crosses over, and she's going to be called for traveling. Took that extra step after she picked it up. Gillespie coach Kevin Green is 12th year, assisted by Christina Blevins. Lee Green patrols the sidelines for Marquette. He's assisted by Don Halling, Matt and Brad Jacobs, and Maddie Connors. Full court pressure for Marquette. Schmidt, one pass in the front court to Link. On the baseline, Byers will fire too strong, and the rebound down to Snipes. Adrena wants to push quickly into the front court. Goes behind the back, although she bounced it off of her leg, but it's picked up by Marquette's Claire Rogers. Gets it back to Snipes. Adrena on the attack. Muscles it up. No, a lot of contact. We play on. Into the hands of Emily Schmidt. Off to Taylor. Shelby brings it into the front court. Down on the right block to Link. Keaton kicks it. Here is a 15-footer, yes, for Emily Schmidt. Game's first bucket to the Miners and Schmidt. And that was more like an 18-footer out of the right corner. The Coal Mine Crazies in attendance here tonight. Trapped on the sideline, jump ball. Taylor and Mix tie up Jillian Nelson on the arrow. It'll belong to Gillespie. Miners beat Roxana last night in the quarters, 46-19. Marquette, of course, a bye here into the semifinals, so they're making their postseason debut. Taylor handling out near midcourt, picks up the dribble. Top of the key, it goes to McKenzie Mix on the left wing with Keaton Link. Taylor, middle of the lane, leads it for Byers. Sydney Byers, dangerous pass, found its way home to Keaton Link. Now Keaton has trouble with it. She's going to be tied up, and Marquette will have it on the arrow. Already our third jump ball, and we haven't even played 2.5 minutes. Gillespie showing a little bit of full court pressure here as Snipes has it in the back court. She'll work with Nelson against the pressure. Taylor and Link on the point of that press. Still in the back court, and Snipes gets it across the timeline with a long pass on the baseline to Kirchner. She attacks, partially blocked in there, and it goes out of bounds off of Marquette. Gillespie ball, 5:25 for the opening quarter. So a nice start here. For the Miners, they've held Marquette scoreless for 2.5 minutes. Taylor in the backcourt comes across the timeline, gets it off to Link. Here's Mix, rejected by Snipes as Adrena goes flying out of bounds, winds up face down on the ground. She's just fine. Quite the block shot there. Mix never saw her coming. It'll be Gillespie ball. They will throw it in deep on the baseline in the left corner. Taylor. Looking. Still looking, and she will lob out to Link, and it's off of Keaton out of bounds. Good job by Kirchner with the denial there. deflected it off of Keaton out of bounds. The fourth Gillespie turnover. 2-0 Miners lead, 5:13 first quarter. Boys basketball coming up next. Gillespie at Litchfield here on WSMI. Modern Day beat Staunton in our first broadcast here at Gillespie, 65-26. So Modern Day into the championship game. They are the subsectionals' top seed. A foul on Gillespie. It goes on Shelby Taylor. That is her first, team's first. In the corner, right side, with Claire Rogers. Back to Adrena Snipes. In the corner, here's a three ball. That's partially blocked there by McKenzie Mix as Nelson came up short of the rebound down to the Miners. Into the hands of Shelby Taylor. Taylor across the timeline. Oh, has it picked clean out front. That is Nelson with the steal. Now Taylor returns the favor, but she can't keep it in play. It'll be Marquette ball. Great hustle by Shelby Taylor. Baseline out of bounds. Snipes will get it in. Top of the key to Claire Rogers. Had trouble with the catch. Winds up all the way out of midcourt. Marquette wanted a foul. Schmidt was all over. Now Snipes has it in her hands. Left wing. Adrena floats it up. Missed it. Rebound picked up by Byers. Sydney Byers. Gillespie has numbers if they hurry. Taylor down the heart of the floor. Dumps it off to Schmidt off the window. She missed it. And Taylor goes over the back. That is number two on Shelby. That was a silly one for Shelby Taylor. Not what Kevin Gray was hoping for there. With an over-the-back foul on Taylor, her second, she will have to sit. That will get Hannah Barrett into the ballgame, the 5'4 junior. Man, can she sing. Halfway through the opening quarter, 2-0 Gillespie. Now Marquette turns it over, unable to handle it cleanly on the sideline. Kirchner, and it'll be Gillespie ball. Third turnover on Marquette. Link will get it in to Hannah Barrett. Back to Link against this full court pressure. Barrett across the timeline with the pass to Emily Schmidt. Schmidt has her pass deflected and bodies all over the deck, crashing into the wall on the far side of the floor. It'll be Gillespie ball. As that was Schmidt and Rogers tangled up over there. Madison Niemeyer going to check in for the Miners. Schmidt will get a breather. Her conditioning has to be affected from that time she missed with the mono. 3:51 first quarter. 2-0 Gillespie with the lead. Niemeyer gets it in to Michaela Hayes, who's also checked in, the 5'7 junior. Gets it off to Byers, top of the key. Sydney got poked right in the eye. So that will be a foul on Jillian Nelson, her first. Team's first. Totally unintentional, but that don't make it hurt any less. 3:45 first quarter. Gillespie leads 2-0 off of a bucket from Emily Schmidt. Here is Barrett working right side. Keeps the bounce alive. In the corner it goes to Michaela Hayes. Hayes finds a slashing Niemeyer on the baseline. Tried a wraparound pass stolen by Snipes, but Adrena was on the baseline. It'll stay with Gillespie. Snipes is a complete player. We know what she can do on the offensive end, but she's already had a block shot here tonight and a nice near steal right there. A couple triple-doubles on the year for Adrena Snipes. If you follow box scores, man, every single night she fills it up as Barrett takes it right out of bounds for Gillespie's sixth turnover. 2-0 Miners lead. Sydney Byers has a contact issue. They need to stop the game. So Sydney Byers, she's back on defense trying to wet her contact. Now she's going to have to come over and cut off the ball. Off the window, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Rogers. Out it goes to Nelson for three. Missed it. Rebound on the floor, corralled by Marquette and Fandre. Sydney Byers, I think, playing with one contact lens right now. Here comes Snipes. Remember, she just got poked in the eye. Adrena off the mark, gets a rebound. Follow, no good. Another offensive rebound. Nelson, no. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Snipes. It'll belong to Gillespie. And Sydney Byers tells Kevin Gray, my contact's knocked out. So that'll get Emily Schmidt off the bench. Lee Green wants a timeout. Sydney Byers had her contact lens in her mouth that entire time she was playing defense, and now she's going to stick it right back in her eyeball. Oh, That's dedication. 2-0 Gillespie with the lead. 2:51 for the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor. Back to the pit in Gillespie in 20 seconds. Gillespie leads 2-0. Marquette has had a bunch of good looks. They just can't get anything to go down. It's Gillespie ball in the backcourt, and they throw it away. Grace Bertolino had trouble with the inbound, nowhere to go, and it will belong to Marquette. Sideline trigger for the Explorers, 2:49 for the opening quarter. In it goes to Adrena Snipes. It'll be Bertolino to come up with the man-to-man pressure. Out front with Jillian Nelson. Down on the block to Rogers, off the window, it's good, and Marquette finally on the board at the 2:40 mark of the opening quarter. Here comes the full court pressure. Schmidt gets it in to Niemeyer. Madison Niemeyer right down the lane. That's offensive. Yep, she bowled right over Claire Rogers. 8th turnover on Gillespie. 3rd team foul. And for Niemeyer, it's her first personal. That was an easy call right there. 2:28 for quarter number one. Tied at 2. Gillespie showing a little bit of full court pressure. Second meeting of the year between these two. Here comes Kirchner, no, gets a rebound back, count it, and we have a foul away from the ball. The bucket for Kirchner is going to count. Body's tangled underneath, and this might be going on Gillespie. It'll be the 4th team foul on Gillespie, and it will. So the bucket counts, and then a foul underneath on Emily Schmidt fighting for a rebound position. Well, they did not count the bucket. Boy, I thought they were going to. Snipes on the attack. That rattled out, no good. Out of bounds, and it'll stay with Marquette. Lee Green saying the bucket should count. I thought the bucket counted. The scoreboard does not reflect that right now. Lee Green adamant, and I think he's right. He's saying the basket was down, and I sure thought so. Yeah, they're going to count the bucket. Yeah, that's the right call. Kevin Gray doesn't like it, but that is the right call. The ball was released before the foul was committed. So it's 4-2 Marquette, and they have the ball. Kevin Gray don't like it. But that is they did get the call right. 2:12, first quarter. Still Marquette ball. Adrena Snipes will throw it in on the baseline. On the right side of the lane. Bounce pass in to Nelson. She drives baseline, kicks it out top of the key. Now Snipes has it on the right wing. Adrena, one dribble, pulls up way too strong, an air ball, and the rebound down to Marquette and Fandry. Marquette owning the offensive glass right now. Snipes on the attack, draws the foul. You can see a little bit of frustration on the faces of the Marquette players right now. They are missing makeable shots. That foul on Mackenzie Mix, her first, 5th on the Miners. Toss for Snipes, good. That is Adrena's first bucket of the night. Makes it 5-2 Marquette. Mix is out. Byers back in for Gillespie. Haley Porter checking in for Marquette, replacing Rogers. A 1:57 for the opening quarter. Snipes' free throw is no good. Rebound down to Emily Schmidt for Gillespie. Uncharacteristic for Adrena Snipes right now. I bet she gets it going before the night's over, though. Bad pass by Niemeyer. Threw it right to Fandry, then stripped, fouled on the way up. They're going to get Niemeyer. That is her second, team's 6th already. Just one foul on Marquette. So the next foul on Gillespie. Marquette shooting free throws the rest of the half. They called that foul on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for Snipes. Gets it in to Fandry on the right block with Kirchner. Back to Snipes. Adrena Snipes puts it on the deck, gets to the right elbow, pulls up, and knocks it down. Silky smooth, Adrena Snipes. 7-2 Marquette. Full court pressure. Schmidt gets it in to Niemeyer. Emily Schmidt, bad pass, threw it right to Snipes. Down to Fandry, blocked by Schmidt. Emily Schmidt is fouled as she made her way up the sideline. Second foul on Marquette. They are going to get Haley Porter. I do believe they will with her first personal. Grace Bertolino back on the floor, as is Keaton Link for Gillespie. Bertolino will throw it in on the sideline for the Miners. Grace looking. Gets it in to Hannah Barrett. She's got numbers into the front court. Little ball fake. Marquette gets back off to Link. Wild shot goes right to Schmidt. Put back high off the window. No. Link had it. Lost it. Picked up by Marquette and Kylie Kirchner. Here comes Kirchner off to Snipes. Snipes now across the floor to Fandre. In the corner it goes to Porter. Back to Fandre. Cameron Fandre. Pulls it back. 50 seconds for the quarter. Now she attacks. Bounce pass across the lane to Kirchner. Tied up underneath by Bertolino. And Gillespie will have it on the arrow. That'll go down as the fourth turnover on Alton Marquette. Explorers again with the full court pressure. To the table, Michaela Hayes. She will check in, replacing Emily Schmidt. Bertolino to throw in. No one is open for Grace. Needs to get it in. 5 second count coming at the last moment. Gets it away to Hannah Barrett. Barrett races up the near sideline. She's into the front court. Keeps the bounce alive into the left corner. Out to Bertolino out front. Grace Bertolino in the left wing. Bounce pass to Hannah Barrett. Down on the block. Link off the window. It's good for Keaton Link. Her first bucket, 7-4. The Marquette lead is 3. 25 seconds for the quarter. Snipes right down the heart of the floor. A reach and foul on Keaton Link. That's her first, team's seventh. Gillespie over the limit already. With 23 seconds to play in the first quarter, Marquette will be at the free throw line the rest of the way. 7-4 Explorers. Snipes has 3 points tonight. The toss is no good. Missed the front end. Rebound corralled by Keaton Link for the Miners. Pass ahead to Byers in the front court with Bertolino. 15 seconds for the quarter. Grace Bertolino into the hands of Hannah Barrett. Out at the volleyball spike line with 10. Gets a screen from Byers. Into the left corner with 7. Bertolino. Bad pass, and it's stolen by Fandre. 2 seconds. Snipes pulls up. Good if it goes. Almost banked it in. After 8 minutes, Alton Marquette 7, Gillespie 4. You're listening to the 2A Regional Semifinal from the Pit. Back with second quarter action following these messages. If you would have told Kevin Gray before the ball game, in the first quarter you're going to have 10 turnovers and have committed 7 fouls, there's no way he would have thought he would have been down just 3 points. But that is exactly the situation. Marquette leads 7-4. They get the basketball to start the second quarter. In the right corner with Porter. Haley Porter to the foul line. Now she dribbles back to the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Nelson. Back to Porter. Here's Snipes left wing. Adrina on the baseline. Forces it up. Good defense in there. She thought there was a foul. Might have been contact, but we play on. The way Gillespie plays, they get after you. Here's Link on the baseline. Yes, for Keaton Link. 4 for Link. Nokomis boys are kind of this way, too. When you play this aggressive defensive style, they're not going to call every foul you commit. They can't do it. So as the game wears on, your style wears on teams. A 3-ball off the mark, no good. Rebound is back tapped. Again, another offensive rebound for Marquette. Here's Snipes cut off. Nelson for 3. Missed it badly. Another offensive rebound for the Explorers. Boy, right now Gillespie cannot get an offensive rebound at all. Into the hands of Michaela Hayes after the turnover, finally. 7-6. Marquette with the lead. Gillespie has the ball. Here's Barrett. A deep three for Bertolino. Back rimmed it, and the rebound down to Adrina Snipes. Here comes Snipes. No look pass on the left wing to Porter. Haley Porter drives baseline, cut off. Here's Snipes for 3. She buries it. Adrina Snipes with 6 points. A 10-6 Alton Marquette lead. Hannah Barrett on the sideline in trouble, and Kevin Gray sensing it calls a timeout. 6:24 for the first half of play. Alton Marquette 10, Gillespie 6. We're back to Gillespie High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Gillespie timeout, Miners get it in. Shelby Taylor back on the floor after those 2 early fouls. She has the ball in her hands right now, picks up the dribble, lobs down to Link. Nice catch for Keaton and a great finish. 6 for Link, a sensational catch on the contested lob. 10-8 Marquette, 6 minutes first half. Snipes throws over the top of the pressure into the hands of Kirchner. Kylie Kirchner drives baseline, and she stepped on the baseline, the 6th Marquette turnover. It goes over to Gillespie. In the backcourt, Michaela Hayes will lob it in to Barrett. Hannah Barrett now racing in the front court. Nice crossover kicked out of there by Snipes. Woo! That kick by Snipes was critical because after that nasty crossover from Barrett, Gillespie had numbers and Hannah was on the attack. on the baseline for Gillespie. They will line everybody up along the baseline. Michaela Hayes, the throw in. She will lob to Byers, makes the catch at the foul line, and then she throws it out of bounds. She was looking for the return pass to the inbounder, Hayes, but the pass was askew. 11th Gillespie turnover. 5:49 for the first half of play. Marquette 10, Gillespie 8. Both teams have been struggling to score the basketball here. Gillespie's pressure maybe has Marquette a little bit frustrated. Some of their shots that they normally hit not falling here in the first half of play. Here's Kirchner on the left wing. Brings it out between the circles. Leaves for Snipes. Adrena Snipes to the free throw line. Rises up, left it short. Another offensive rebound for Marquette. It's Snipes. Between the circles, she'll reset. 5:20 for the first half. Adrena Snipes wants to attack right side. Floats it up, left it short. Again, she's pleading for a foul call. It's not coming. Here comes Shelby Taylor. No look pass to Keaton Link. Link to the left elbow, back to Byers on the baseline with Taylor. Shelby, dribble drive, gets to the rim, floats it up, missed it. Rebound tapped around, out of bounds, off of the Miners. That'll belong to Alton Marquette. 4:57 for the first half. It was 7-4 Marquette after one. It's now 10-8 Explorers with 4:57 for the first half. Hayes and Mix return. Link and Barrett will get breathers. Adrena Snipes will bring it into the front court. Snipes head up the floor, checked by Taylor. Leaves it for Kirchner. On the left wing it goes to Haley Williams. Back to Kirchner into the hands of Snipes. Adrena Snipes bouncing out near the volleyball spike line, being checked by Taylor. Gets past Shelby. Nice Euro step, and a foul will send Snipes to the free throw line. 4:32 for the first half, and then Snipes looked up to the Gillespie student section and had something to say. The foul went on Byers. 8th team foul. Free throw rims out for Snipes. Claire Rogers back in for Alton Marquette. I don't think the student section for Gillespie would be affecting Adrena Snipes at all. She's been so good for so long. She's used to going into hostile environments and hearing it from the opponent's fans. That's what happens when you're as good as she is. It's really a sign of respect. Shelby Taylor crossing over in the backcourt, frees herself of Fandry, and then Fandry pokes it away from behind, but a foul. Third team foul on Marquette. And for Fandry, that's her first. 4:25 for the first half, 11-8 Alton Marquette. Gillespie ball, baseline front court. Michaela Hayes looking. Gets it into Mix. Nope, deflected out by Kirchner. Strong denial from Marquette. Whether it's full court or half court, no inbounds pass is given to you. Here's Taylor in the left corner. Lobs down to Mix in traffic, and McKenzie is fouled. She'll have free throws. Another tough catch on the inside against the double team that time. I think they're going to get Snipes. That'll be Adrena's first. Team's fourth. At the free throw line, McKenzie Mix. The free throw is good. Mix's first point tonight. Pulls Gillespie within two. One more free throw coming. Second toss is no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Kirchner and Marquette. Here comes Snipes. Adrena pulls up from 18. Rattles it down. Adrena Snipes with 9 points. Halfway through the second quarter. Here's Taylor crossing over on Snipes. Gets to the foul line. Slips it on the baseline to Mix. Back to Hayes, open for three. Rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound down to Madison Niemeyer. Niemeyer wants to attack. Cut off, pivots around, rises up, left it short. Rebound to the floor. Gillespie had it, lost it. Now it's into the hands of Alton Marquette's Jillian Nelson. Leaves it off for Snipes. Adrena Snipes. Dribble handoff to Nelson. Into the hands of Fandre. And we have a foul out front on Gillespie. It's Shelby Taylor's third personal foul. And free throws for Alton Marquette. The ball wound up all the way on the other end of the floor. Snipes went to retrieve it. It will send Cameron Fandre to the free throw line. Kevin Gray talking to Shelby Taylor over on the bench right now as the free throw is no good. To the floor and on the rebound, a foul on Marquette as Niemeyer had a good block out working there. Fifth team foul on Marquette. They will get the second personal on Fandre. 13-9, Marquette leading, setting up their full court pressure with Nelson on the point. And it goes to Mix. Mackenzie Mix in the backcourt, gets it away to Niemeyer. She comes across the timeline. Madison Niemeyer on the baseline to Bertolino, rejected by Snipes. Woo! She almost blocked that with her elbow, swatted it out of the gymnasium. Wow. Wow. 3:29 for the first half. Gillespie ball on the baseline. Hayes gets it in to Madison Niemeyer. Here's Grace Bertolino on the left wing. At the volleyball spike line now, leaves it for Niemeyer right in front of the Marquette bench. Niemeyer picks up the dribble, bounce pass across the floor to Grace Bertolino. Here's Bertolino on the left wing, top of the key with Byers. Sydney Byers finds a slashing Niemeyer. Madison rises up over Snipes, no. Niemeyer knocks it away from Snipes, picked up by Hayes. Gillespie ball on the block to Niemeyer. Out to Bertolino, open for three. That is short. Rebound down to Snipes. She lost it out of bounds. It'll be Gillespie ball. She got tangled up there with one of her own teammates and Niemeyer and lost it. 13-9, Alton Marquette leading. They beat Gillespie by 8 on this floor back on November 26th. That was a long time ago. We were all still digesting turkey at that point in time. Another turnover for the Miners, their 12th. Just threw it away across the floor. Snipes now will walk it into the front court. Hand off to Nelson. Another hand off to Fandre. Dribble hand off to Snipes now. Gets a screen from Kirchner, attacks, left it short, out of bounds it goes, and it will belong to Gillespie. Again, Snipes pleading for a foul call, and she might have had a case on the one prior, but not that one. She just short-armed it. They throw it into midcourt, too far, Snipes back taps it, and it's picked up by Adrina. She's got a wide-open layup, it's good. 11 for Snipes. That was all because of the ball denial from Marquette's full-court press. Almost another steal. Here's Niemeyer at midcourt. Snipes reaches in, gets away with it. Now Madison has it poked away from behind and a foul on Fandre. Her third. Marquette doesn't like it, but I'm telling you right now, they could have gotten Snipes with her second foul 2 seconds before that. 2:10 for the first half. 15-9, Alton Marquette leading. Keaton Link returns for Gillespie, as does Emily Schmidt. Niemeyer and Byers come off. Hannah Barrett to the table, checking in, replacing Michaela Hayes. Grace Bertolino will throw it in for the Miners. Marquette trying to figure out who in the heck they're covering. They were scrambling all over the place. Bertolino looking, will lob it out to Mix at the top of the key. McKenzie, one dribble, pulls up, misfires, and the rebound is out of bounds off of Link. It'll be Marquette ball with 2:06 to play in the first half. Snipes got a long enough breather to get some fluids in her. Right back to the table she goes. If you're Adrina Snipes, drink fast. We don't want you out for long. Into the hands of Adrina. And she will have a slow jog into the front court. Inside of 2 minutes for the first half. Snipes has 11 of Marquette's 15. She's outpacing Gillespie by herself. 15-9, Marquette with the lead. Here's Snipes out front, Link with a near steal. Adrina takes it away. Attacks high off the window, no. And the rebound down to Gillespie. Here's Bertolino in the backcourt, leaves it for Hannah Barrett. On the right wing with Emily Schmidt. One dribble, fires from 18, too strong. And the rebound down to Marquette. An explorer face down on the floor, Claire Rogers. She bounces right back up. It's been that type of game. A lot of contact and we play on. You like to see it. Got to be able to play through a little bit of contact. A minute 15 for the first half. Here's a three ball off the mark. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Gillespie ball. It was 7-4 Marquette after one. It's 15-9 right now with 71 seconds for the first half of play. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the break as Link gets it into Mix, and then a foul on Marquette. That will put them over the limit and send the Miners to the free throw line with 70 seconds to play in the first half. It'll be McKenzie Mix at the charity stripe. Emma Nicholson, the guilty party there. Free throw for Mix is good. McKenzie now 2 of 3 for the foul line to account for both of her points. Pulls Gillespie within 5. Second free throw for Mix, the 5'10 senior. Second toss is good. McKenzie gets the pair. A 4-point lead for Marquette. Clock running, 65 seconds for the first half of play. Here's Snipes. Gets to the foul line, hit on the release, no whistle. Ball tapped around, picked up by Marquette, and Kirchner is fouled. Another offensive rebound for Alton Marquette. That'll send Kylie Kirchner to the free throw line. The foul went on Emily Schmidt, her second. Free throw for Kirchner, good. For Kirchner, she has 3 points. Substitution at the table for Alton Marquette. Kylie Donovan going to check in. Are they going to make her go back? Yep, she didn't get there in time. The ball was already in the hand of the shooter, so Donovan will have to wait. Kirchner makes this toss. It'll be a short wait. Rattles it out, no good, and the wait will be a little bit longer for Kylie Donovan. And we have a foul away from the ball. An intentional foul. Keaton Link got tangled up with Claire Rogers, and it's going to be an intentional foul. I did not see it, but the call was immediate for an intentional foul. Rogers was swiping at her face, checking her nose for blood. Her eyes are watering right now, and an intentional foul on Keaton Link. That'll be her second. Free throws for Claire Rogers with 53.6 seconds. Frustration boiling over, really on both sides here in the first half. Snipes has been frustrated the majority of the game. Link let her frustrations get the best of her right there. The free throw from Rogers is no good. Hard to shoot when your eyes are watering. Second free throw for Claire Rogers, the junior. Missed that one. Missed them both. And it'll be Marquette ball. I think Claire is still smarting from that intentional foul. Kevin Gray is agitated over on the sideline. 16-11, Marquette with the lead. Here is Snipes on the right wing. Adrena Snipes to the right elbow, forces it up, no. Rebound down to Mix, lost it, taken away by Rogers. Donovan has it out front for Marquette. Alton Marquette has owned the offensive glass here in the first half. That is a huge reason they're up 5. On the pull-up, Nelson air ball and will get a jump ball. Gillespie will get it on the possession arrow. 31 seconds for the first half. A 5-point Alton Marquette lead. Bertolino against the full court pressure. Gets it into Schmidt. Dangerous pass tip stolen by Snipes. Pivots around, layup good. 13 for Snipes, 13 turnovers on Gillespie. That was a big one. 18-11 Marquette. Here's Barrett into the front court. 15 seconds for the half. High post with Byers on the right wing with Bertolino. Dumps it down to Schmidt. Emily off the window. It's good. 4 for Schmidt. A 5-point lead for Marquette. 5 seconds for the half. Here's Snipes. Volleyball spike line for 3. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Rogers put back. No. And after 2 quarters here in the regional semifinal in Gillespie, it is Alton Marquette, 18, Gillespie, 13. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Welcome back to the pit here in Gillespie, semifinal number 2. Gillespie down by 5 at the half, Alton Marquette leading 18-13. Halftime score from the Carlisle Regional Semifinal, Greenville leading Southwestern 26-18. That was a halftime score, and apparently Megan Holloman was in foul trouble in that first half. So an 8-point halftime lead for the Comets with Holloman in foul trouble. The winner between the Comets and the Piasaw Birds will get Breeze Central in the regional championship down at Carlisle. That'll be a Thursday night game tipping at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, we will be at Carlinville High School for the 2A regional semifinal between the host Cavaliers and Hillsboro. That will be live at 7:30. And then from the 1A Nokomis regional, it will be Nokomis and Calhoun. Broadcast time tomorrow night, 9 o'clock here on FM 106. Still more basketball for you this evening. Boys regular season play. It's Gillespie at Litchfield. Gary Boker has the call coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. A 5-point Alton Marquette lead here over Gillespie as the Miners trying to get into the regional championship on their home floor. They're going to have to do a better job of not fouling, and they've already done a better job of taking care of the basketball, just 3 turnovers in the second half. We'll see if they can keep that up here in the third quarter. Both teams still in the huddle, just about to break here. Hope you've enjoyed our regional coverage so far this week here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Fighting Illini have a big one tonight. They are just underway in Champaign, taking on Michigan State. Live coverage right now on 105.3 The Ox. See if the Illini can take down the Spartans. Michigan State beat them earlier this year up in East Lansing, fairly bad. Illinois, though, can be a different team at home. And from last year, they're just a flat different team no matter where they're playing. One of the worst seasons they've ever had last year to in second place in the Big Ten this year. Marquette gets the basketball to start the second half. Here is Snipes, almost taken away by Link. Adrina gets it back, leaves it for Fandre. Into the hands of Jillian Nelson. Off to Claire Rogers. Rogers attacks middle and puts it up and in. 4 points for Claire Rogers. Gillespie facing that full court pressure as they have been the entire night. Schmidt in the backcourt, middle of the floor, front court to Hannah Barrett. Off to Byers, middle of the lane, Link. Missed it, but she was fouled. Keaton Link will get a couple of free throws. As Rogers had a little payback on her mind, I do believe, there for the intentional foul in that first half. After the whistle was blown and the ball was out of the rim, Rogers kind of swatted it back towards the free throw line and almost hit Link right in the face. Free throw for Keaton is short. Second toss for Keaton. Spins it out in front of her. A bounce with a spin. Lines it up. Left that one short as well on the rebound down to Marquette. So Gillespie misses a pair of free throws. They're down 7, 7:20, third quarter. Here comes Snipes into the front court. Adrina Snipes, top of the key to Fandre. On the left wing with Nelson. Back up top, this time it's Claire Rogers. Into the hands of Fandre, top of the key with Snipes. Adrina to the right elbow, cut off there. She's picked up her dribble. She pivots around looking for some assistance. Finds Fandre wide open for 3, rattles it down. Cameron Fandre hits the triple. Gillespie just lost sight of her. Now the Miners have no one back to take the basketball. It'll be Hannah Barrett coming to get it. She races across the timeline. Off to Byers, finds a slashing Schmidt, middle of the lane, rattles out, no good. Snipes with the rebound, she wants to run. Adrina, 2-on-2, fast break. To the rim, floats it up, missed it. Fandre with the rebound, kicks out to Rogers. 15-footer, rimmed out, no good. Rebound down to Mix, a terrible outlet pass, stolen by Fandre, and then a foul on Byers. I'm not quite sure what Mackenzie Mix thought she saw there. She got the rebound on the right block, and just kind of lobbed it across the lane towards the left wing, right to a Marquette Explorer. Byers with the foul, her second. Free throw for Fandre is short. 23-13, all of a sudden the lead is 10 for Marquette, 6:29 for the third quarter. Fandre's second free throw is good. 4 for Cameron Fandre. Full court pressure for Marquette, their biggest lead of the night, 24-13. Here's Schmidt across the timeline, a pass to Link on the baseline to Byers, back to Hannah Barrett now. Barrett leaves it for Mix, didn't catch it cleanly, but she corrals it. Back to Barrett it goes between the circles. Hannah Barrett going to get a ball screen from Byers. She'll work opposite that screen. Turns the corner, left side, layup good. No one stopped the ball, and Hannah Barrett takes it all the way to the 10. First points of the half for Gillespie. A 9-point Marquette lead, 24-15, inside of 6 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Fandre on the right wing. Leaves it in the right corner for Kirchner. Her pass goes into the backcourt for an over and back. eighth Marquette turnover. 5:47 for the third quarter. Breeze Mater Dei awaits the winner. Mix at midcourt. Gets it in to Sydney Byers. Baseball pass is tipped, but finds its way to Emily Schmidt as Kirchner got a finger on that ball. Here's Hannah Barrett, top of the key. Barrett finds Mix, knocked away by Snipes, 14th turnover, and as we come up the floor, a reach-in foul on Keaton Link. Keaton's getting frustrated out there. That's her third. 5:31 for the third quarter. 24-15, Alton Marquette with the lead. And it goes to Snipes. Adrina Snipes across the timeline, off to Nelson. In the right corner with Kirchner. Back to Nelson, open for three. Left it short, all air, and it's out of bounds over to Gillespie. A 9-point Alton Marquette lead. See if the Miners can have a good possession here. First, you got to get it in against this full court pressure. Emily Schmidt knocked out by Snipes. Off of Barrett, it'll be Marquette ball. Adrina Snipes making her presence felt on both ends. That quick first step, she was able to knock it off of Barrett, and it's Marquette ball. They will get it in to Snipes. Way out in the left wing. Across the floor, almost stolen by Link. Finds its way home to Nelson. Jillian Nelson crossing over. Gets inside the three-point line now. Picks up the dribble, and she throws it right out of bounds. She was trying to feed the post down to Kirchner, and there was just some miscommunication right there. The pass sails out of bounds. Emily Nicholson checks back in for Marquette. As the Explorers with their full court press. In it goes to Barrett on the sideline, back to Mix. Mackenzie Mix, return pass to Barrett. Hannah Barrett off to Mix. Gillespie needs to get it across, and they will with a long pass to Schmidt. On the baseline to Byers. Cross the lane and deflected out. It'll be Gillespie ball. Gillespie keeps trying those long passes across the baseline, and Marquette keeps deflecting them away. Miners line everybody up now along the baseline. As Schmidt looking to throw in, does so near corner to Keaton Link. Off to Byers. Sydney just taps it away, and Schmidt comes in, corrals it on the sideline. Bounce pass to Mix. McKenzie. Tough shot, missed it, and the rebound down to Snipes. Here comes Adrina Snipes into the front court. Hesitation bounce right at Byers. Off the window, it's good for Snipes. She has 15. That was a really nice hesitation dribble. And then right into Sydney Byers. 4:26 for the third quarter, 26-15, Marquette leads Gillespie. We're back following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie ball down 26-15, another minor turnover stolen by Nicholson. Off to Snipes, back to Nicholson in the left corner. Emma Nicholson returns it to Adrina. Snipes on the dribble, backs it out near midcourt. 4:10 for the third quarter. Snipes being guarded by Taylor. Adrina gets past her, floats it up, left it short, and the rebound down to Gillespie. Here comes Emily Schmidt. Has it taken away, picked up at midcourt by Nicholson. Emma Nicholson right at Byers. The layup is good. Nicholson's first bucket. She did it all herself that time with the steal and then the finish. Here's Hayes. That pass is tipped by Snipes, stolen by Fandre, and then she's trucked by Emily Schmidt. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Alton Marquette. Schmidt got her money's worth that time. She was not going to let Fandre get that up on the glass and have a chance for free throws. Niemeyer and Bertolino in for the Miners. Schmidt and Link out. Rough start to the third quarter for Gillespie. They were down 5 at the half, 18-13. It's now 28-15. So a 10-2 spurt to start the half. Snipes on the baseline. Gets it into Nicholson. Back to Adrina for three. Yes. Adrina Snipes now with 18 points. When it feels like she's having a quiet night offensively, and she has 18 points with 3.5 minutes to go in the third. That's how good she is. On the baseline, Hayes. Yes, for Michaela Hayes. Michaela's first bucket. 31-17. Marquette with the lead and the ball. Clock running 3:15, third quarter. Snipes leaves it off for Nicholson. Emma bounced it once, picked it up. She needs some help. Motioning for someone to come and get the ball. It will be Kylie Kirchner. She attacks, left it short, but she's going to get her own rebound. That has been the theme of the night for Marquette. Offensive rebound after offensive rebound. Snipes handling now out front at the volleyball spike line inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Here is Kirchner way out on the left wing. Kylie Kirchner spins away, now leaves it off for Haley Williams. Back to Kirchner. Down to Rogers, spins around into the hands of Snipes now on the right wing. Adrena Snipes. Left wing to Williams. Taylor winds up on her backside. Adrena bounced it once, picked it up. Now she has to hand off to Emma Nicholson. 2:20, third quarter. Nicholson on the left wing for Marquette. Dribble handoff to Haley Williams. Williams out near midcourt, works left wing now. She picks up the bounce. Top of the key to Nicholson. Emma Nicholson out at the volleyball spike line. 2:10 for the third quarter. Dribble handoff with Snipes. Cut off by Taylor. Reverses course. Goes baseline underneath the hoop. Underhand shovel to Williams. Very slick. Off to Rogers. A 15-footer. No, but she was fouled. Two free throws for Claire Rogers. Fourth foul of the half on Gillespie. They'll get the third personal on Sydney Byers. At the free throw line, Claire Rogers, the junior for the Explorers. Toss is no good. Off the heel. Mackenzie Mix returns for Gillespie, replacing Sydney Byers. Haley Porter back on the floor for Marquette, replacing Haley Williams. Second free throw for Claire Rogers. Lines it up and knocks it down. So for Rogers, she gets one out of two. She has five for the game. Full court pressure again. Mix, middle of the floor to Taylor. Shelby gets it off to Bertolino. Grace Bertolino on the baseline. Hayes will fire off the back rim. Offensive rebound, Niemeyer, and she's fouled by Snipes. Snipes can't believe it. She's thinking, I've been hit a lot harder than that with no whistle. A minute 52 for the third quarter. 32-17, Marquette leading. Niemeyer at the foul line. Free throw is no good. Gillespie 0-3 from the foul line here in the quarter. Down by 15 all of a sudden. Second free throw for Niemeyer is short, and the rebound down to Marquette. Miners not doing themselves any favors tonight, whether it be at the free throw line or taking care of the basketball. Here's Snipes. High post feed to Kirchner. Back to Adrena. 4-3. Rattled it out. No good. And the rebound down to Mackenzie Mix for Gillespie. 90 seconds, third quarter. Here comes Niemeyer. Leaves it off for Hayes. Dangerous pass. Finds its way to Taylor. Shelby. Long two. Top of the key. Yes, for Shelby Taylor. Her first bucket. She had a toe on the line. 32-19. Marquette leads 73 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Snipes. That pass might have gone through the legs of Taylor. Here's Adrena. Back top of the key to Nicholson. Emma Nicholson. Off to Porter. Haley Porter. Bounce pass between the circles to Kirchner. Final minute of the third. On the left wing with Nicholson. Top of the key to Snipes. Adrena Snipes. Had it poked away by Taylor into the backcourt to retrieve as Snipes. Now on the dribble with 45. Out at the volleyball spike line. Gets a ball screen to the foul line. Rises up. Missed it to the left. And the rebound down to Michaela Hayes. 37 seconds for the quarter. Here's Niemeyer. A lead pass. Ill-advised. Stolen by Rogers. 18th Gillespie turnover. 25 seconds for the third quarter. See if Marquette wants to hold for the final shot. Snipes out front. Will leave it off for Nicholson. Emma Nicholson works right wing, feeds the block, but she traveled first. She drugged that foot trying to get a better angle for the post-entry pass. Link and Barrett return. Taylor and Niemeyer out. 17.7 seconds for the third quarter. And it goes to Barrett in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt, all by herself being pressured. Across the timeline with Bertolino. Bounce pass in the corner to Hayes. Back to Grace. 5 seconds for the quarter. 3 seconds. Link out of the corner. Can't get it to go. Rebound back tapped. Nicholson will not get the shot off. She lets it fly anyway, and it goes off the backboard. After three, it is Alton Marquette, 32, Gillespie. 19. You're listening to the Class 2A Gillespie Regional Semifinal on WSMI. Here we go, money quarter time. Gillespie has a lot of ground to make up. They're down 32-19. It is the postseason, though. Crazy things can happen. As that ball's deflected out, it'll stay with Gillespie. If the Miners are to make a run, they're going to have to take much better care of the basketball. Way too many turnovers here tonight. Now, they've been facing relentless pressure full court, half court the entire game. That certainly has had something to do with it. Out between the circles, Barrett on the left-hand bounce. Turns the corner, rises up, and knocks it down for about 12 feet. Nice-looking shot, Hannah Barrett. And is that where the comeback will get started for Gillespie? They're down 11, 7:30 for the ball game. Snipes on the left wing. She has 18 points through three quarters. Down on the block, Kirchner. Blocked by Mix, picked up underneath, and then McKenzie is fouled. 7:19 to play. Gillespie has shaved 2 points off the lead, and they have the basketball back. That foul was the fourth team, check that, the third team foul on Marquette. And on the inbound, we have another foul on Marquette. That goes on Jillian Nelson. The last foul was on Rogers. Nope, I saw the signal on. It's Kirchner, not Nelson. 23, not 22. Michaela Hayes needs to get it in, and she lobs it to Bertolino. She taps it right to Barrett at midcourt. Now Hannah on the left wing leaves it back for Grace. Here's Barrett open for three. Missed it, too strong. And the rebound down to Claire Rogers. She gets it into the hands of Adrena Snipes. Here comes Snipes on the left wing. She's cut off. On the right-hand bounce, she brings it back to the volleyball spike line. Between the circles now for Snipes, inside of 7 minutes for the game. Leaves it off for Kirchner. Here's Rogers off to Snipes on the right wing. Top of the key with Nelson. She wants the three. That is off the mark, no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Snipes. Here's a three for Porter out of the corner. It's an air ball. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Link. Off to Mix, into the hands of Hayes. Here comes Gillespie. Hayes off to Bertolino. She'll fire the three. Around and out, no good. Offensive rebound. Barrett, the putback is good for Hannah. She was falling away, wound up on the ground, got the bucket to go, and Lee Green wants a timeout. 6:20 for the ball game. It is Alton Marquette 32, Gillespie 23. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie has it down to single digits. It's a 9-point Marquette lead. 32-23 as Snipes brings it into the front court. On the left wing with Kirchner. In the corner it goes to Fandre. She attacks, bad pass stolen by Link. Here come the Miners. Let's get another bucket, ladies. Mackenzie Mix off to Hannah Barrett. Hannah Barrett out at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Michaela Hayes on the right wing. Michaela in the left corner with Grace Bertolino. Bertolino wanted it the inside feed. It wasn't there. She'll bring it back now between the circles and reset things for the Miners. 5:40 ball game. Grace picked up her dribble. She's in trouble. Pass out to Hayes. Good job by Michaela to secure that basketball. Here's Mix. Baseline. That is short. And the rebound down to Adrena Snipes for Alton Marquette. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Winner gets Breeze Modern Day Thursday night, 7 o'clock here in Gillespie. Winner of that game on to the Greenville sectional. Across the floor, Snipes goes to Fandre. Marquette going to take their time now, show the patience, spread the floor, work the clock. Nelson on the left wing, out near midcourt to Kirchner. High post feed to Rogers. She gets it off to Fandre. The Explorers just need to take care of the basketball, and they don't. They try to go backdoor with Snipes. That's not what they were looking for. Lee Green is upset. Inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Bertolino off to Hayes. Can Gillespie get another bucket? Here's Michaela on the attack and a foul on Rogers. 4:45 to play. Time moving quickly when you're down this many in the fourth quarter. Not moving fast enough for Alton Marquette. It's funny how that works. It's all a matter of perspective. In it goes to Link. Off to Bertolino, right back to Keaton. Top of the key with Hannah Barrett. Barrett now. On the left wing, Bertolino for three. Missed it. Too strong. And the rebound down to Marquette. Good blockouts by both Nelson and Kirchner right there. 4.5 to play. 9-point Marquette lead. Snipes has the ball in her hands right now, bouncing out between midcourt and the volleyball spike line. Across the floor goes to Fandre. She tucks it under her arm now. They're going to make Gillespie come out and guard him. Now Michaela will come out and get her. High post with Rogers. On the right wing with Nelson. Halfway through the money quarter, a 32-23 Marquette lead. High post with Rogers. She pivots around, leaves it for Snipes. Adrena now. Out near midcourt, crosses over on Barrett. Nowhere to go, though. Snipes keeps the bounce alive. In the left corner it goes with Kirchner. Kirchner on the bounce, spins baseline, cut off by Bertolino. Up top to Snipes. Good job by Adrena to go and meet the basketball. That could have been stolen. 3.5 minutes to play in this regional semifinal. Carthenville-Hillsborough tomorrow night in that regional semifinal from Carthenville, live at 7:30 on FM 106. And then the 1A Nokomis regional, a semifinal between Nokomis and Calhoun. That broadcast tomorrow night about 9 o'clock here on WQSMI. 3:25 to play. Breeze Modern Day beat Staunton earlier tonight, 65-26. Marquette leading Gillespie 32-23, and Kevin Gray wants a timeout. 3:25 left in this regional semifinal. We'll come back to Gillespie High School following these messages on WQSMI. Following the Gillespie timeout, it'll be Marquette Explorers basketball, 3:25 to play in the ballgame, 32-23. Marquette with the lead. They get it into Adrena Snipes. She's doubled immediately, gets it off to Jillian Nelson. Nelson dribbles into the right corner, lost the handle, going to be picked up, but it's Gillespie in bound. Doesn't matter. There's a foul call on Marquette. 3:15 to play. That's the sixth team foul on Marquette. Next one will put Gillespie to the free throw line. In the backcourt, facing the full court pressure. Link looking. That's a 5-second count. 19th Gillespie turnover. Good job of denial by Alton Marquette. And it's pretty amazing. That's the first 5-second count we've had tonight against the Miners, because, man, do the Explorers bring that heavy ball denial. They throw it in the backcourt to Snipes. Taylor outworks her for it, wins the race. Bounce pass to Barrett, rejected by Snipes. Wow, it was 2-on-1 for Gillespie. Snipes was the one, and she comes up with the basketball. That was sensational. 3 minutes for the game. Adrena handling out front, poked away on the crossover by Barrett. Snipes picks it up right at midcourt. They're going to come with the double team. They get it out of Snipes' hands. Off it goes to Fandre. 2:45 to play. Fandre out front, working on Taylor. Between the circles, Fandre. Pocket picked by Shelby Taylor. Taylor down the right side, ball fake, and she is fouled. Shelby Taylor will get two free throws as Snipes and Fandre were both there. Let's see who they get with the personal. It'll be Snipes. Her third, 2:35 to play, 32-23. Marquette hasn't scored in the quarter. Free throw for Taylor is short. So Gillespie has had an opening. They hit two buckets to start the fourth quarter, but have not been able to score since. Now, Marquette has definitely taken the air out of the ball in the fourth quarter, so that is part of the reason, the fact they haven't scored. As Taylor gets the second free throw, they have spread the floor and ran clock. An 8-point lead for Marquette. 2.5 minutes left in the ball game. Here comes Snipes into the front court. On the right-hand bounce, leaves it back for Nicholson. Emma Nicholson fouled by Taylor. Fourth on Shelby. At this point, be ultra aggressive if you're Gillespie. You're not over the limit yet. Actually, that one just puts you over the limit. But even if you are, with no shot clock, of course, you have to be aggressive and go for the steals. You can't just let Marquette dribble out the clock. The foul on Taylor is her fourth. One in bonus for Emma Nicholson. I didn't think they were over the limit. I thought that was the sixth team foul, and it is. So baseline out of bounds. Nicholson lobs it into Snipes. She makes the catch over Barrett. 2:20 to play. Here's Nicholson. Emma Nicholson. And what do we have? Timeout, Lee Green. 2:14 to play in this regional semifinal. Alton Marquette 32, Gillespie 24. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. On the inbounds, Link comes up with the steal, but she was falling out of bounds as she threw it back in play. It's corralled by Alton Marquette. We approach the two-minute mark of the ball game, an eight-point Explorer lead. They have not scored in the fourth quarter. And now a foul on Gillespie. It'll send Adrena Snipes to the free throw line. Marquette's been a little loose with the basketball here in the fourth quarter, but they've also been in stall mode, trying to milk the clock, spread the floor. At the free throw line, Snipes. Free throw is no good. Rebound down to Byers. Marquette still hasn't scored in the quarter. Inside of 2 minutes. Oh, a bucket here would be huge. Schmidt on the baseline. Off to Taylor on the left wing. Shelby Taylor turns the corner, leaves it back for Schmidt. Emily Schmidt brings it out top of the key now. 100 seconds for the ball game. Gillespie doesn't need to hurry, but they do need to have a little bit of urgency here. Middle of the lane to Link, off to Taylor. On the baseline, Schmidt. Emily Schmidt off to Taylor. Shelby will take the three ball, can't get it, too strong. Rebound to Link, but we have a foul underneath. Who are they going to get here? They're going to get Keaton Link, I do believe, on the over-the-back foul. No, they're going to get Marquette with a foul. It'll be Emma Nicholson, the guilty party there. It'll be Keaton Link at the free throw line. Clock stopped, 85 seconds to play. Byers out, mix in for the Miners. Keaton Link, 6 points all in the first half. 0 for 2 at the free throw line. The toss is good. 7 for Mix. The lead is down to 7 with a 1:25 left. Lee Green squatted down, head buried into his hand right now. Free throw is short, and on the rebound, we have a whistle and foul on Gillespie. They'll get Schmidt, who will walk to the other end for free throws. That's not the worst thing if you're Gillespie. No time comes off the clock. You were going to have to foul him anyway, and it'll send Kylie Kirchner to the free throw line. Kirchner, 1 for 2 at the stripe tonight. She has 3 points. Michaela Hayes back on the floor for Gillespie, replacing Schmidt. 84 seconds left, a 7-point lead for Marquette. 1 in bonus here for Kirchner. Toss is no good. Offensive rebound to Marquette, but then a double dribble, a break for the Miners. The rebound was pulled down by Claire Rogers, and then she took that power bounce, but she dribbled it with both hands. Full court pressure facing Gillespie. They will lob it in to Bertolino. Bounce pass to Taylor. Mix is all alone. McKenzie off the window. It's good. It's good. 5 for Mix. The lead is 5. Clock running. 70 seconds to play. Here comes Snipes into the front court. Adrena Snipes. Sometimes when you take the pedal off the gas, it's hard to get back. And Snipes attacks there and draws the foul. Taylor almost picked the pocket of Adrena Snipes. Oh, so close. 62 seconds to play. Marquette now clinging to a 5-point lead. They have not scored in the money quarter. Snipes at the line. Free throw good. First point of the quarter for Alton Marquette. 19 now for Snipes. Second toss for Adrena is good. She gets the pair. She's right around her season average of 20. A 7-point lead for Marquette. Final minute ball game. Gillespie's got to be in a hurry now. Here's Hayes at the foul line. Off to Mix. She'll rise from 15. Can't get it to go. Rebound down to Snipes. 45 seconds to play. Gillespie's got a foul. Snipes in the backcourt. Works away. Comes across the timeline now. Got a fouler. 38 seconds and the foul is given. That'll be Taylor, her fifth. Well, Shelby will foul out here tonight. She was in foul trouble from the get-go. It'll be Emily Schmidt to the table. She will check in along with Madison Niemeyer for the Miners. Keaton Link will come off the floor for Gillespie. Mackenzie Mix and Emily Schmidt are the lone seniors on this Gillespie roster. Everybody else will be back next year. Free throw for Snipes, no good. 38.1 seconds. A 7-point Marquette lead. Second free throw for Snipes is good. 21 for Adrena Snipes, and Kevin Gray wants a timeout. 38 seconds to play, 35-27, Marquette leading Gillespie. This is the 2A Gillespie Regional Semifinal on WSMI. Gillespie's down 8. They have the ball. Half a minute to play in the ball game. Niemeyer out front, leaves it on the left wing for Bertolino. Grace, top of the key to Mix. Mackenzie Mix. Down low to Niemeyer, off the window. Oh, she left it short. Gets a rebound back, and she's fouled. Free throws for Madison Niemeyer. Lee Green is agitated, to say the least. He is pointing to his head. He's very upset with the foul, up 8 with 20 seconds to go. But he was looking for something to throw, but he realized the only thing he had in his hand was a piece of paper, and that's not going to carry too well. The free throw for Niemeyer is good, her first point tonight. Free throw number 2 for Niemeyer is good. Madison gets the pair. 6-point game, 21 seconds. And it goes to Snipes. They don't foul immediately. Still no foul. Snipes across the timeline with 15, and Gillespie, I guess, is going to let her go with 12. Kevin Gray has his palms to the sky like, what are you doing, ladies? Don't do it now. Too late. 7.7. Kevin Gray doesn't quite understand what just happened there. So it'll be Alton Marquette and Breeze Modern Day for the regional championship here at Gillespie Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Free throw for Snipes is good. 22 for Adrena Snipes. There's going to be a big crowd here for that ball game, I would suspect, come Thursday night. Free throw for Snipes is good. She has 23. 37-29. Marquette going to survive Gillespie here tonight. A furious fourth quarter rally going to come up short. 37-29 is your final. Alton Marquette beats Gillespie. It'll be Marquette and Modern Day for the regional championship here at the Pit in Gillespie. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up and then get you off to Simmons Gymnasium for the third game of our triple header Gillespie and Litchfield boys coming up here on WSMI. Marquette beats Gillespie in our second semifinal tonight, 37-29 the final. Gillespie trailed 32-19 entering that money quarter. They held Marquette without a point for about 6 minutes in that fourth quarter. Now, Marquette was also stalling a little bit, spreading the floor, taking the air out of the ball, working the clock. But those two things working together saw Gillespie get the lead down to 5 and really made it a little nerve-wracking for the Marquette Explorers here in the fourth quarter, but they survived. 37-29 is your final. I had Gillespie for 19 turnovers unofficially tonight, just too many against the team as good as Alton Marquette. No minor reached double figures tonight. Keaton Link with 7, 6 for Hannah Barrett, 5 for Mackenzie Mix, 4 for Emily Schmidt, 3 for Shelby Taylor, 2 for Michaela Hayes, and 2 for Madison Niemeyer. Quarters of 4, 9, 6, and 10 for Gillespie, who sees their season come to a close at 16-13. For Alton Marquette, they are now 24-6 on the year. They were led once again by Adrena Snipes. She scores 23 points tonight. I want to tell you, she is so good that she scored 23 points, and it felt like Gillespie held her in check. That's, I think, one of the better compliments you can give a player when, oh, she scored 23? That was a quiet 23, but boy, she made her presence felt on the defensive end, multiple blocks, all sorts of steals and deflections. She is a heck of a ball player, only a sophomore. 5 points for Claire Rogers, 4 points for Cameron Fandry, and 3 points for Kylie Kirchner. I'll tell you what, if Alton Marquette wants to beat Breeze Modern Day on Thursday night in the regional championship, you better do better than 10 of 21 from the foul line. Didn't cost them tonight, but as their postseason journey moves forward, they will have to take better advantage of the free throw line. Game one tonight saw Breeze Modern Day beat Staunton 65-26. Marquette beats Gillespie in the nightcap 37-29. So it sets up Marquette and Modern Day, a private school championship here at Gillespie Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Coming up tomorrow night, we will be at the 2A Carthenville Regional for a semifinal between Carthenville and Hillsboro. That broadcast live at 7:30 tomorrow night right here on FM 106. And then a 1A Nokomis Regional semifinal with host Nokomis taking on Calhoun. That broadcast tomorrow night right around 9 o'clock here on FM 106, streaming all online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to all the folks here at Gillespie High School for their hospitality here, doing a fantastic job of hosting this regional tournament. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Your finals one more time here from Gillespie. Modern Day over Staunton, 65-26. Marquette over Gillespie, 37-29. Stay tuned. We've got boys regular season action on the way. Gillespie at Litchfield. That broadcast next here on FM 106. That is going to wrap it from Gillespie. This is Tim Mai saying good night from the pit.